Thank you very much, Madam President. Madam President, the Republic of Moldova attaches high importance to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. The primary intention of the CCW is to protect civilians and combatants in situation of armed conflict. The recurring use of certain conventional weapons in various conflict areas poses severe humanitarian problems with regard to the implementation of and respect for international humanitarian law. The Fifth Revy Conference affords us with the opportunity to discuss all issues that require our close attention with a view to reflect them into a future program of work. This may include, in our view, the strengthening of the CCW protocols where required, taking also into consideration the emerging technologies in the area of conventional weapons. The Republic of Moldova fully shares the international concerns regarding the indiscriminate use of incendiary weapons, improvised explosive devices, and explosive weapons in populated areas. We are equally concerned by the humanitarian harm caused on a daily basis in a number of states by mines other than anti-personnel mines, in particular anti-vehicle mines. The Republic of Moldova believes that MOTAMP are not adequately dealt with under amended Protocol 2, and in the absence of additional instrument to regulate their use, there is a need to make progress in this area. Particularly, we are in favor of making anti-vehicle mines the subject of focused work, taking into account and building upon the earlier efforts in this area. Having in mind the increased unlawful use of improvised explosive devices, the Republic of Moldova has actively supported the work of the group of experts of amended Protocol 2, including in its capacity as coordinator on IAEDs. We encourage further work of the CCW on this issue, including through the proposed language in the draft final declarations aimed at stimulating efforts to prevent the unlawful use of IAEDs at the national, regional, and international levels. The Republic of Moldova condemns the use of incendiary weapons in an indiscriminate manner. We also share the concerns raised within the CCW in regard to the humanitarian consequences of weapons with incidental incendiary effects, such as white phosphor munitions. My delegation supports the proposals to begin the work in 2017 on incendiary weapons to address these concerns, including the legal loopholes around use, in order to fully ensure the continued applicability and relevance of Protocol 3. The Republic of Moldova does not produce and stock incendiary weapons and white phosphorus munitions, and it is fully committed to comply strictly with the Protocol 3. Still in this context, we wish to note with appreciation the Austrian-led initiative to consider the development of an international political commitment to prevent humanitarian harm from the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. Madam President, the Republic of Moldova shares the view that all weapons should remain under effective human control. We welcome a continued discussion within the CCW framework on the question related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. In this way, we support the inclusion in the final declaration of a clear provision regarding the holding in the next review cycle of dedicated discussions to consider the issue further. The Republic of Moldova acknowledges the calls for more vigorous monitoring of developments in laser weaponry so as to ensure that Protocol 4 is not being compromised in any way. From this perspective, we are in favor of proposals to highlight this issue in the final declaration. In conclusion, Madam President, let me stress that the Republic of Moldova endorses the measures reflected in the final declaration's draft aimed at strengthening national implementations and compliance, particularly the one that encourages higher rates of compliance reporting. It is in this context we wish to note of appreciation the important contribution of the sponsorship program and the implementation support unit to promote implementation of the Convention on its annex protocols. I thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.